This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Curious about the archery deer hunt? Well, we've got news on how that's progressing. We also have information on some early results from the youth deer hunt held this past weekend, and also some information on some great fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, it does appear that if you're a trout fisherman, the trout fishing, at least at Beaver Dam, got off to a bit of a slow start. Success rates were not all that great, but that only means that all those trout are still in the lake and will soon be providing some great action. I think the trout fishing will continue on a lot longer than normal simply because of the slow start, so we're going to have some great trout fishing over there this fall as well. And if you're an archery deer hunter, you also know that the success rates have been down a bit from last year. In fact, warm weather may have slowed success during the early weeks of archery hunting. Illinois archers are reporting only fairly good success during the nearly 3.5 month season that began on October 1st. Now, results from the first 14 days of October show hunter success rates running well behind last year's total for the same period. During this period, Illinois deer hunters has harvested 8,619 whitetails, and the figures are indeed down from those of 2012. Last year's total for the same period was 11,154. Now, the top five counties for archery harvest thus far this period are Pike with 343, Fulton with 237, Jefferson with 229, Vermilion with 205, and Adams with 182. Some of the results for our local counties show Calhoun County archers bagging 97 deer, down 127 from last year. Greene County hunters harvested 101, 56 fewer than a year ago. Archers in Macoupin County had recorded 107 whitetails, some 65 less, while Morgan County hunters tagged 73 deer, down by 5 from last year. The archery harvest in Jersey County for the first 14 days was 101 compared to 116 a year ago. The Madison County harvest stands at 146, 71 fewer than 2012. And Montgomery County hunters had bagged 118 deer compared to 144 last year. And once again, this is during the first 14 days of the season. The Illinois archery deer season continues through January 19th. The season's temporary close during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting scheduled for November 22nd through the 24th and December 5th through the 8th. The same results were apparently found by the young hunters that went out, even though they had 3 days this year. Though young hunters found some of the federally operated sites closed to hunting, success rate was still okay for many. In spite of an additional day added to the season, the special 2013 youth deer hunt held October 12th through the 14th resulted in a smaller harvest than last year. During the special hunt, Illinois youths bagged a preliminary total of 2,988 whitetails compared to 3,118 in 2012, which was only a two-day season. This year's harvest consisted primarily of, about 50-50, 51% male deer. The top five counties during the youth hunt were Pike with 166, Randolph with 88, Fulton with 85, Adams with 83, and Jefferson with 79. Locally, Calhoun County youths bagged 51 deer, up from 46 last year. Greene County youths harvested 33, 19 fewer than a year ago. Youths in Macoupin County recorded 50 whitetails, 16 less, while Morgan County youths tagged 29 deer, down by 1 from last year. The youth harvest in Jersey County was 37 compared to 29 a year ago. Madison County youths tagged 24 whitetails, down by 17 from 2012. And Montgomery County youngsters bagged 29 compared to 44 a year ago. So virtually every site was down a bit. I think it's probably due to the warm weather. I think we still have plenty of deer out there, so I wouldn't look for any significant reduction in harvest. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back and look at fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages. Illinois Deer Processing in Carlinville is downstate Illinois' deer processing specialist. Among the favorites are bacon burger, and what isn't better with bacon? Breakfast sausage, a variety of snack sticks and sausage, including regular jalapeno and cheese and other flavors. And don't forget the jerky, pastrami, roast au jus, bologna, bratwurst, summer sausage, and much more. That's Illinois Deer Processing, 201 Mount Street in Carlinville. Open 7 days a week, all season long, featuring a rapid completion of your order.
Call 217-854-2455 or 556-3871.
Okay, we're back, and it does appear that the government is back open for business, so all of our core-operated launch sites and campgrounds that should be open now are still open, so it looks like things are looking a little bit better at our core lakes. In fact, we've got some great fishing to report there. At Carlisle Lake right now, the catfish bite remains good. Bank fishermen are using cheese baits, night crawlers, and cut shad. Boaters are catching good numbers of fish, drifting with bait shrimp. The crappie bite, very good, and they're catching some very nice crappie there at Carlisle as well. They're being fished anywhere from 2 to 3 feet deep, depending on the day. Minnows seem to be producing some of the better catches, but they are also catching some on tube jigs. Fishing around any submerged structure seems to be the secret right now. And the white bass bite, very good. Some very nice, huge whites, in fact, are being taken off the rocks right now. Shoreline fishermen and those fishing the banks are using inline spinners such as Panther Martins and Vibrix, coupled by curly tails. Boat anglers are using a similar sort of situation. In the tailwater right now, the catfish bite, very good. They're back and being very active since the recent drop. Many nice-sized cats have been caught in recent days. And the crappie bite rated good. Nice-sized crappie coming in lately on minnows and jigs. And the white bass bite rated good. Inline spinners and tube jig coupled with a curly tail about a foot and a half above the jig, producing some of the better catches. At Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, the crappie bite is red hot. Even though they're still catching them in many of the summer places, the fall action is also turning on. Fall crappie fishing can be incredible, and that appears to be the case at Wren Lake this week. In October, the fish seem to go into a feeding frenzy and fatten up to the winter, and lots of fish are being caught. Currently, the fish are being caught on stake beds and brush piles in about 5 to 14 feet of water. As the water cools, these fish will move to such areas as like under the bridges, along the rocks, and lay down trees. Lately, it seems like minnows are out producing jigs, so things are working very good at Wren for the crappie fishermen. And the catfish bite, too, also red hot at Wren. They're still drifting out in the main lake, dragging all types of live and commercial catfish baits and letting the wind push them across the bay or the lake, wherever they're located, fishing on the bottom. If you have an east wind, start at the Wren Lake Resort or the Sailboat Harbor and let the wind push you west. If you have a west wind, start at the Jackie Branch or Sandusky Branch and let it push you east. You'll catch good numbers of fish, cut shad, leeches, shrimp, night crawlers, all types of things working right now. The bass bite is slow but picking up. They're catching a few on crankbaits and shaky heads right now. The corners of the Sailboat Harbor Bridge remains a good spot to cast crankbaits. And bluegill are being caught in the shallow water and along the rocks. Great old bait being regular old worms. They're catching good numbers of these fish here. Try fishing around the Gun Creek Bridge or the Sailboat Harbor Bridge, and you'll catch good numbers of fish. And the crappie bite continues at Lake Shelbyville. Water temperatures seem to be varying widely here. They're now in the 60s. And this makes these crappie move shallow, and they're catching some very nice fish under slip bobber with a medium-sized minnow set about 30 inches deep. They're catching a nice-sized crappie as well as largemouth bass doing this. Try fishing the down trees in both the main lake and in the coves. First, you got to kind of locate the shad. Once you see these shad, you're going to be anywhere near some crappie. Just got to look for the trees then. The trick is really getting right on the big crappie bite, and in these next few weeks, this will be the case. We're going to see a lot of nice crappie taken in here. And the white bass bite, it too is turning on. Anglers are catching them along the windswept shorelines using tube jigs and small spinners. And the largemouth bass, they're still a little slow. They're starting to turn on as well, and anglers are catching these on crankbaits, spinner baits, and plastic worms. So lots of good fishing to be found at our three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs as well. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.